The communications consultant at the Energy Ministry, Edward Bauer, says the problem with the FPSO has been fixed. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Bauer said the vessel has since resumed the supply of gas, Ghana Gas, for processing. As a result, Ghana Gas is now supplying gas for the generation of electricity at the Abwazi Power Enclave. Mr. Bauer spoke with Bubu Klinugu.
The FPSO was undergoing mandatory maintenance to assure the integrity of the FPSO and two, for insurance purposes. So in the course of the maintenance, they realized that there were some parts of the FPSO that needed replacement. Most of these items are not off-the-shelf items. You need to place order for them. And so that is why they kept so long in getting that resolved. But as we speak now, they have resolved it. Indeed, they started supply somewhere last week. They started with 20 million standard cubic feet of gas. Then it moved to around 30, then 40, and now we are doing 57.1 million standard cubic feet of gas a day. So VRA now has gas to be able to power roughly around 250 to 300 megawatts of power using gas from Atuabo.
So what does this mean for the energy situation in the country? Does that mean that currently all the plants are running because we had gas problems in the past?
What it simply means is that, one, in terms of cost of generation, there has been a reduction in cost of generation because the alternative was to use a light crude oil or diesel, and that is more expensive in terms of operational cost as compared to gas. That's the first point. The second meaning is that with the curtailment of gas supply to the Abwazi Enclave from the Atuabo gas plant, Ameri plant, which was brought on stream just a few months back, was taken off the national grid, because the Ameri plant relies solely on gas to run, unlike the other two plants at the Abwazi Enclave. So now with gas supply coming, what it means is that we have brought the Ameri plant on stream, and there's an additional supply of about 250 megawatts from that particular plant.
Mr. Bauer also explained that government has decided to adopt coal as an alternative source of energy because it's cheaper. He said contrary to fears of environmental pollution, the type of coal to be used in Ghana has emissions which are even lower than natural gas.
What government is trying to do is to use coal as a source of fuel. You know that in terms of power plants, there are power plants that can use coal. There are those that can use gas. There are those that can use light crude oil. There are those that can use diesel. There are those that can use more than one or two of the fuels. And so that is the source of fuel, and they are all thermal plants. Comparatively, coal is cheaper than gas, and it's cheaper than light crude oil, and it's cheaper than diesel. The only one that is cheaper than coal is the hydro. And you do know that as a country, our hydro resources are almost exhausted. The ones that we have in terms of the large parcels of hydro that we have also issues of water levels because of the changing in the weather patterns in the country. And so the introduction of coal would, one, guarantee that we still have power supply. But what it also then means is that we'll be producing power at a very cheap cost as compared to that of diesel, that of light crude oil, and even that of natural gas. Now, in terms of, I've heard people have concerns about the environmental impact of using coal as a source of fuel. Indeed, the type of coal that we are using is what we call the supercritical coal. The supercritical coal, the emissions are almost sometimes even better than that of even natural gas. And so in terms of environmental implications, we have nothing to fear about. The supercritical coal that we want to use would be something that is very friendly to the environment.
On fears expressed by workers of ECG of losing their jobs when the company is given to a concessionaire, as agreed under the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account, Mr. Bauer said there's no cause for alarm. According to him, all the studies conducted showed that there'll be no job cuts.
It is important to realize that the issue or the idea to bring in the PSP, that's the private sector participation, in ECG is not new. It is something that ECG itself has been practicing. For example, in terms of their vendors, you know, when you're going to buy credit, you go to buy from private people. They've outsourced some of even their maintenance of their lines to private people. So what the PSP is doing is basically in continuation of that. What we are trying to do is to tap into, one, the capital of private sector, and two, technology. And in doing all these two things, we do not want to compromise on job security. One thing that is very clear is that we have gone through a lot of studies. using the International Finance Corporation, the IFC, and they have given us various scenarios. And the scenario that we have chosen, the jobs of all ECG personnel would be guaranteed. They still will have their job. There will not be job losses. And that is one thing they should be very sure of. What they will also be gaining is capacity building, introduction to new innovative technologies within the sector, and to a very large extent, an injection of huge capital that would improve on their services.